तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता माह्यं ददाति स्वपतान्तिकं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासति गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम रामो हरे हरे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्राय येषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर नंबर 5। The title of the chapter is, what is the title of the chapter? Yeah, you see, they know what title they are going to read. Narada Muni cursed by Prajapati Daksha. Text number 18. Aishwaram Sastram Utsrujya Bhanda Moksha Anudarshana Vivikta Padam Agnaya Kim Asa Karma Bhe Bhaved. Aishwaram Sastram Utsrujya Aishwaram Sastram Utsrujya बन्धमोक्षानुदर्शनं विविक्तपदम् अज्ञाय किम् असत्कर्मभिर्भवे ऐश्वरं शास्त्रं उत्सृज्य बन्धमोक्षानुदर्शनो विविक्तपदम् अज्ञाय किम् असत्कर्मभिर्भवे ऐश्वरं शास्त्रं उत्सृज्य बन्धमोक्षानुदर्शनो विविक्तपदम् अज्ञाय किम् असत्कर्मभिर्भवे ऐश्वरम् ब्रिंगिंग अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ गॉड और कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस शास्त्रम् द वैदिक लिटरेचर Utsrujya, giving up, bandha, of bondage, moksha, and of liberation, anudarshanam, informing about the ways, viviktapadam, distinguishing spirit from matter, agnaya, not knowing, kim asat karma bhi bhaved, what can be the use of temporary fruitive activities? translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Narada Muni had spoken of a swan. That swan is explained in this verse. The Vedic literatures, sastras, vividly describe how to understand the Supreme Lord, the source of all material and spiritual energy. Indeed, they elaborately explain these two energies. The swan, Hamsa, is one who discriminates between matter and spirit, who accepts the essence of everything and who explains the means of bondage and the means of liberation. The words of scripture consist of variegated vibrations. If a foolish rascal leaves aside the study of this sastra to engage in temporary activities, what will be the result? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Krishna conscious movement is very eager to present Vedic literature in modern languages, especially Western languages such as English, French and German. The leaders of the Western world, the Americans and the Europeans, have become the idols of modern civilization because the Western people are very sophisticated in temporary activities for advancement of material civilization. A sane man, however, can see that all such grand activities, although perhaps very important for temporary life, have nothing to do with the eternal life. The entire world is imitating the materialistic civilization of the West, and therefore the Krishna conscious movement is very much interested in giving the Western people knowledge by translating the original Sanskrit Vedic literatures into Western languages. The word Vivikta Padam refers to the path of logical discourses concerning the aim of life. If one does not discuss that which is important in life, one is put into darkness and must struggle for existence. What then is the benefit of his advancement in knowledge? The people of West are seeing their students becoming hippies despite gorgeous arrangements for university education. The Krishna conscious movement, however, is trying to convert misguided, drug addicted students to the service of Krishna and engage them in the best welfare activities for human society. So, we continue reading allegory or the analogy given by Narada Muni, and that was understood by whom? Who understood this? Hare Krishna? Who understood this allegory which Narada Muni told? Rishi Bargishit, correct? Huh? Hariyaswa? They're still fourth canto or sixth canto? Sixth canto, okay. So Hariyaswa only, not Rishi Bargishit. Prachinibarhishan. Okay, that's good. This is a great advancement, actually. At least when we are there, when there is a problem, first we should know what is the problem. Then only we can solve the problem. So at least they know where they are. They are in the sixth canto. That's good. So here, in this particular verse about the swan, there is a swan mentioned in the beginning, and that swan is explained here. The Vedic literature, sastras, vividly describe how to understand the Supreme Lord, the source of all material and spiritual energy. So the Supreme Lord is the source of all material and spiritual energy. Many places we find these references. Anybody can think of any reference? Especially in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that. The beginning only he says that. Not in the beginning. The Chatushloki. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante ma buddha bhava samanvitah. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, from me only everything comes. Mattah smritir, this is again the later section of Bhagavad Gita also. So in the Vedic literature, there are so many Vedic literatures are there. This is like Vedas are there, that four Vedas are there, and 108 Upanishads are there, and all the 18 Puranas are there, and so many subject matter is there. All these things are there so that the living entity can be gradually elevated from the conditioned state, and then he can be allowed to go into the spiritual world, go back home, back to Godhead. That is the purpose of the Vedic literature. Vedic literature is meant for that only. So they vividly describe how to understand the Supreme Lord, the source of all material and spiritual. He is the source of all material and also spiritual. Everything is coming from him only. So that is, and it is said, this is Vedas are like a mother. Vedas are like a mother. And Veda Mata, that's why Veda Mata. So Vedas, what the Vedas are doing, how to show who is the father, who is the Supreme Father. So the Vedas are showing who is the father, Supreme Father. And it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna says, Pitaham asya jagato mata dhata pitamaha vedhyam pavitram omkara riksama yajurevacha. I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support and the grandsire. I am the object of knowledge, the purifier and the syllable om. I am also the rig, sama and the Yajur Vedas. So Krishna, everything is mentioned in the Shastra. Because this is like the Shastra is just like a manual. Whenever you are buying an equipment, whether it can be a washing machine or it can be a computer or it can be anything, whenever you buy something, automatically a manual comes. Now PDF only comes actually. Previously manual used to come. Now on PDF they will send, you read this PDF and understand that and assimilate the knowledge. Huh? Because this is the problem. But what is the purpose of manual? Without manual can't you do work? Without manual can't you do work? Can you? Why not? Function, full function. Yeah, we know something, something about that. Okay, well, how to operate? Yeah, everybody knows that. And if you want to take full advantage of that, then you have to refer to the manual. All the nitty-gritties, how to do that, how to operate this, how to not to operate, especially how to not operate, we have to look at the manual. So then you look at the manual, then you will understand the same way when the human form of life is given, automatically a manual is given. What manual is that, Surabhi? What manual is given? Surabhi, what manual? What manual is given when the human life is given? So many manuals are there. All manuals only. You can't be wrong actually. You can say anything in that actually. Bhagavad Gita, Bahavatam, Chaitanya Charita Amrita, all these things are manuals only. Yes. Next time you should answer. Yeah, manuals are given so that we can read and we can assimilate, we can understand, we can appreciate and then put that in our life so that this life becomes final. This should be our last life. We want to go, why? What is big deal here coming back again and checking out? What is there to check here actually? We have been checking this out for eons actually. We have been checking this out for youngs. So many births we have taken. So many fathers, so many mothers, so many arrangements we have done. And what is there? Keep on checking here. There is nothing to check out. It's not like some place where you go now, everything finding different. Eating, mating, sleeping, different. The four things are there. Same thing. Same activity. No difference actually. Wherever you go. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartina Arjuna Maam Pupetyavta Gaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. We want to go to that place where we don't have to take birth again into this material world. That is what the achievement means. It's not like again this going to the ferry wheel, no? Like you just go up, little bit up, again down, up, down, up, down. No? That we don't want that. No? So that is what Shastra is giving. So that's what is mentioned. Srila Prabhupada says that, vividly describe how to understand the Supreme Lord, the source of all material and spiritual energy. Indeed, they elaborately explain these two energies. Huh? These two energies are explained in the Bhagavad Gita also, in the 7th chapter. Bhumi rapo nalo vayur kammano buddhi revacha. Ahankara iti yamme binna prakriti ashtata. The eight things. What is the whole thing all about? Eight things only. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. These are the five gross elements and three subtle elements. What are the three subtle elements? Manas, buddhi, ahankar. Mind, intelligence and false ego. So these three things are there. And all these things made up of this only. Apareyam itastvanvam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhuta mahabaho. There is one superior one also. What is that superior one? That is jiva bhuta. This is like a living entity. Us. So Krishna is also a living entity. We are also a living entity. We are conscious, and Krishna is also, Krishna is supremely conscious. That is the difference. If you understand this way, there is no difficulty at all. We are sentient, Krishna is also sentient. But Krishna is Param Brahma. We are Brahman. We are also Brahman. Sometimes Aham Brahmasmi. We find that in Vedic scriptures. We say Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. Yeah, I am also Brahman. But I am like Chota Brahman. I am small Brahman. But Krishna is Param Brahman. He is a big. He is everything. So this way, Vedic scriptures give all this information so that we can gradually. This is a gradual process. It's not like today morning I woke up and then that's it. I am completely realized and then, no, it's not possible. Slowly and steadily. So that is why the whole process is given. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna could have said only one sloka and then finished everything. 700 slokas not needed. Only one sloka Krishna would have finished. Why Krishna has to say all the 700 slokas? What is the need? It's very difficult, 700 to memorize and 700 to read also. Why Krishna has to say all the 700? Yes? You have answer? Kali Yuga, that is correct. But one sloka also will benefit. Why 700 slokas to benefit actually? Arjuna's doubts are clear. Yeah, that is also correct. And also, not everybody is in the same platform. Somebody is interested in some fruitive activities. Somebody is in meditation. Somebody is in dhyana. Somebody is in yoga. Somebody is here. Somebody is no platform only. They are standing still. No, they are not into any platform at all actually. Because so, what we have to do is, this is the whole idea. The whole idea is, Krishna is all-encompassing. Krishna doesn't leave anyone actually. You are this, okay, you are also part of this. You are that, okay, you are karma, you are also part of it. Karma yogi, you are also part of it. Jnana, you are also. Jnana yogi, you are. Krishna encompasses everyone so that what will happen is, slowly and steadily, one day that fellow will come to the conclusion. What is the conclusion? Jnanavan maam prapadyate bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan maam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. That status he has to come. He has to come to that status. Vasudeva is everything and I have to dedicate my life in the service of Vasudeva. Will come. Even though that person may be standing there in a karma platform or even fruitive activities, slowly karma becomes karma yoga, and then karma yoga, later little bit jnana, and then jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, then finally culminate into bhakti yoga. That is why Krishna took, even though it is very difficult, so 700 slokas, he explained everything. Not only that, after explaining that, in the 18th chapter, Krishna says, I have explained you everything, have you understood? It's like an expert teacher, how the teacher will teach. It's not like, okay, finish, now you go home. No, I told you everything, have you understood? Then he says, Nashtamoga smritir labdhva, tat prasadat mayachuta, gadosmi gita sandeha, karishya vachanam tava. Krishna, after all understanding whole Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna said, now I understood everything, all my doubts have been clarified, now I'll act according to your instruction. That is what we have to come to. After understanding Bhagavad Gita, after understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, what we have to conclude is, yes, now Krishna has clarified everything, now we have to act according to the instructions given by Lord Krishna. That is our purpose. If we can do that, then life is successful. That is why the Shastra, that's why Prabhupada says here, this is the source of the material and spiritual energy. Indeed, they elaborately explain these two energies. Actually, if you look at this Shastra, Prabhupada explains elsewhere about this. What is this Shastra? I'll just read a little bit. Shastra, Sad Dhatu. Dhatu means the verbal root, the Sanskrit, Dhatu. Everything is coming from Shastra. It's very interesting, Prabhupada, the word Shastra is derived from the Dhatu or verbal root, Sas. Sas Dhatu pertains to controlling or ruling. Controlling or ruling. A government's ruling through force or weapons is called Shastra. Because you have to be careful. Shastra, Shastra. When you say Shastra, what it means? Sanskrit Pandit, you know Sanskrit, na? Oh, little bit. Sastra, what is sastra? No, that is all. Sastra, sastra, there is small difference. Sastra means weapon. Sastra, this is a long. Sastra means weapon. Sastra means scripture. There is also weapon actually. Bhagavad Gita is also weapon, another kind of weapon. So that's why Srila Prabhupada explains here. A government ruling through force or weapons is called sastra. Sastra. Thus, wherever there is ruling, either by weapons or by injunctions, the sas dhatu is the basic principle. Between sastra, ruling through weapons, and sastra, ruling through the injunctions of the scriptures, the better is sastra. Our Vedic scriptures are not ordinary law books of human sense, human common sense. They are the statements of factually liberated persons, unaffected by the imperfectness of the senses. That is why sastra is important. Because sastra is not like somebody put up a proposal. Put a proposal now. Okay, these are all the proposal. Then 5 years later, somebody else goes, oh, these are all crap. I'm putting another proposal. Like they keep on proposal going on. One Nobel Prize, another Nobel Prize, another Nobel Prize. Keep on going. It will keep on continuing actually. Because one person is imperfect. He is putting one proposal. That proposal is imperfect. And then another proposal, another proposal. Like that is going. But sastra is not like that. Sastra, actually it says Veda Narayana Sakshat. Where did we read this? Anybody understand? Veda Narayana Sakshat. Yes, ma'am? Yeah, Veda Narayana Saksha. Where did we read? Any idea? We read this some weeks ago or some months ago. Who said this statement? You know, remember? Sorry, it's not like, it's not easy, but when Yamadutas, we read before, when Yamadutas were encountered by whom? Vishnu Dutas. At that time we are saying, what is Vedas? What are they? Then Veda Narayana Sakshat. That the Yamadutas are saying, Yamadutas are so learned, they are saying Veda Narayana Sakshat. Yes, the scriptures are like that. So if one acts according to the injunctions of the Sastra, he is freed from reactions of sinful activity. This is the beauty. If somebody follows the Sastra, like a government gives an order, and you follow the government's order, you are indemnified by whatever this happens, you are indemnified. Correct? You do something in the service of the government, like somebody goes and fights in the army and kills people left, right, center. Is it sin? No, it is not sin. Because it's acting according to the instructions of the superior. The same way, if Sastra is giving some injunction, and if you work on the Sastra injunction, then we are protected actually. So that is what the Sastra. And Prabhupada explains here, if one acts according to the injunctions of Sastra, he is freed from the reactions of sinful activity. For example, the propensity for eating flesh, drinking wine, and enjoying sex are all natural to the conditioned soul. The path of such enjoyment is called Pravritti Marga. The Sastra says, Pravrtir esha bhutanam nivrtistu mahafala. One should not be carried away by the propensities of defective conditioned life. One should be guided by the principles of the Sastra. So the Sastra is for guiding principle for us. And Prabhupada says also, and Sastra is a vast body of knowledge. Sastra is a vast body. Everything is there. Silpa Sastra is there, and Dhanurveda is there, Ayurveda is there. Everything is there in the scriptures actually. So what you need to get is like this. Sastra is so enormous, so variegated, so we have to find out only the cream. We don't have time and inclination and also patience to go through all of that. So instead what we do is, we just want to get hold of this Sara. Sara. Everybody is interested in the Sara only, no? Nobody is interested in all the, you want to go through all the big work, no? Some give the juice. Who wants to go and plant some fruit and then let it grow and then get the fruit and then somebody gives a juice, all the essence is given to you. The same way, that is why all the Vedanta Sara, all the cream of all these things are there in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is our essential Sastra. So this says in the Gita Mahatmya, Ekam Sastram Devaki Putra Gitam, Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva, Eko Mantra Tasya Namani Yani, Karma Api Ekam Tasya Devasya Seva, Ekam Sastram Devaki Putra Gitam, Ekam Sastram. Because this is one Sastra, Eko Sastra, Devaki Putra Gita. This is the Gita, everything is there. Everything is there, whatever you need. And then all these things are elaborated, and the Vedanta Sara is also this thing, Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya is the essence for all our devotees actually. So that is the, and it is mentioned here, Prabhupada says, the swan is one who discriminates between matter and spirit, who accepts the essence of everything and who explains the means of bondage and the means of liberation. Swan. Have you seen the swan? So difficult question. Eh? Have you seen the swan? Eh? So difficult. Eh? So what is the special characteristic of the swan? Does anyone know? Leka. Ah, clean, clean. Yeah, that's clean. Yes, swan is very clean. Opposite to swan is crow. That's correct. Very good, actually. Prabhupada gives example. Crow and swan. Swan-like people, crow-like people. Yes?
They can take the milk and water,
and you said
they can take
the water. Yeah, that is correct. Huh? It's a, swan has a special this thing. All the milk companies have to be very careful actually, how much water they add. You know? Like if they keep on swan will take all the milk only and then remaining water. I think every house has one swan there. When the milkman comes, you know, then we exactly know how much water he is adding. Yeah, that is a characteristic. Yeah? That is a swan characteristic. And Srila Prabhupada says very nicely, swan. He is saying the swan is like a, takes the sara. It takes one, it doesn't worry about all this. And as she mentioned, the swan is in a very clean. Swan doesn't hang around in a filthy place. Very nice lake and very nice situation. And there is a swan's business is like that only. And crow, obviously it will be in the filthy place. So the swan is like a, is mentioned here, the swan, hamsa, is one who discriminates between matter and spirit. This, which swan is mentioned here? Anyone has a, can you make a guess? The swan is one who discriminates between matter and spirit, who accepts the essence of everything, and who explains the means of bondage and the means of liberation. Which is swan? Any clue? Any clue? Is it like normal swan which is going in the some lake? Is that swan or a different swan? Hamsa, when we say prayers, we say one prayer, na? Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa. What is the Paramahamsa? Supreme Swan. Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtodha Sarasri Abhayacharna Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ki Prabhupada Ki Jai. See, that swan, Prabhupada explains that. The word which refers to one who knows how to discriminate between reality and unreality is very significant. And Paramahamsa, Paramahamsa accepts only the active principle of everything. Paramahamsa accepts only the active principle of everything, just as swan accepts only the milk from a mixture of water and milk. Paramahamsa accepts only the supreme personality of Godhead as his life and soul, neglecting all external material things. This is what Paramahamsa means. Paramahamsa means he accepting the essence actually. Whatever is spiritual, he accepts that. And how we can dovetail the people in the service of the Lord, that is his business. Always 24/7 engaged in the service of the Lord. That is a definition of Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa. Hamsa. Hamsa is swan, is Paramahamsa. So this is supreme swan. And the swan discriminate between matter and spirit. What is the connection between and how to achieve the ultimate goal? That is the Paramahamsa's characteristic. That's why Prabhupada says in the translation, the swan is one who discriminates between matter and spirit, who accepts the essence of everything and who explains the means of bondage and the means of liberation. So means of bondage and means of liberation. This is the, see, Shastra gives everything. How you can get a bondage, how you can be detached also. How to perform activities and without getting entangled. In the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there is a nice sloka. Yajñārthāt karmaṇon anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanāt tadattam karma kaunteya mukta sangha samāchara. Work done as a sacrifice for Lord Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in this material world. Bondage is there. Work done as a sacrifice for Lord Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, that is a liberation. Otherwise, the work will cause bondage in this material world. This is a problem. Once bandhana, karma bandhana. Karma bandhana means by performing activities, we get entangled. And entangled means? Then again, next birth. This cycle will continue. So, this is human form of life is very, very valuable. Where here we can have a detour. We can put a stop. Yes, I don't want to continue. Why these things are forced upon me? Why should I die? Why should I take birth again? Why should I become old? Why should I become sick? I'm sick of the sick. Sometimes I get sick. I'm getting sick of the sick actually. Yeah, I don't want to get sick. But how to do that? That is why Shastra is explaining. And essence of everything, the word of scriptures consists of variegated vibrations. If a foolish rascal leaves aside the study of the Shastra to engage in temporary activities, what will be the result? This is a problem. Shrama evaihi kevalam dharma swanustita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuya na utpadayate yati ratim shrama evaihi kevalam. What is the meaning of that? Shrama evaihi kevalam. Very easy. You can paraphrase, no problem. We are not looking for exact word by word answer. What is a shrama evaihi kevalam? Shrama means what? Labor. Kevalam. Shrama evaihi kevalam. That is, this is useless labor only. What is useless labor? Dharma swarastita pumsa vishvaksena katasuya. You may profess that I am performing dharma, I am performing this duty, I am performing that duty, all these things you may perform, but if that duty does not create attraction or affection towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, dharma swanasthita pumsan vishvaksena katasuya. Vishvaksena, who is Vishvaksena? Supreme Lord. Vishvaksena katasuya. You have to develop little bit of So, Srila Prabhupada says, you may think everything is finished. Now only with translation only we finished actually. Now, purport, the Krishna conscious movement is very eager to present Vedic literature in modern languages. So, this is a very interesting topic. Why Krishna conscious, why Prabhupada says we are presenting this in modern languages, English? Why Prabhupada is doing that? Any idea? Sivya, you should know that. You read every day, you listen. Why Prabhupada, he could have done somewhere else also. Why Prabhupada did in English? You have an answer? You have an answer already? Yeah, you say both answers will hear. Yes. What? Sorry, I didn't guess. Yeah, okay, correct. But why specifically English? Can be anyone else also, no? Any Hindi, Malayalam, Urdu, somewhere else also can be there. Why specifically English? Why Prabhupada selected English? Why he say Western languages? And yes, you have something? English is popular and most of the majority of the people speak English. Yes, correct also. And you have some answer? Already covered, huh? Yes, that's why Prabhupada says in the purport. That's why when we read purport, we have to be a little bit attentive. Yeah, whatever you are doing is good only, but at least purport, reading translation purport, you have to give your ear. Prabhupada took so much trouble. You know what is Prabhupada's schedule? Prabhupada used to take 2 hours sleep. Rest, not sleep actually, rest only. And early morning, 1:30, at that time, I don't know what I will be doing, I'll be like snoring only. 1:30, Srila Prabhupada used to get up and then translate this Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all these scriptures. He took so much trouble. For what? For us to read. Now we are, nobody is asking now, Ayagriva or this thing, you write a purport. No, nobody is asking. Already purport is written. Now you have to follow. Read the purport and follow that. That's it. We don't have to do big jugglery. We don't have to do that. So this is what, yes. So this is what we have to do. So this is like a, why the Western? Because the, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction? Prithivitayate naharadigram sarvatra prachare hoy moranam. This is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This will be, this path of Krishna consciousness will be spread all over the world. How it will be spread all over the world? We have to do something. Everybody has to do something. So that way, that is why we can see the vision of our acharyas. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. All these acharyas had a so much great vision. Not like a Prabhupada never thinks anything small actually. Anything, nothing small. Everything is big only. Not anything small things. He doesn't think like that. Very big. That's why Prabhupada says, you aim for a white rhino when you go for hunting. At least if you don't get also, at least you tried for a white rhino. That's a, because if you just want to, like for example, in examination you want to aim at least 90, 95. If you aim for only 30, you'll get only 25 only. If you just only pass only, then you'll get only 45 only. So you have to aim. At least aim has to be, that is why high thinking. Thinking should be high in terms of devotional thing, not material things. High thinking in devotional life. So that is why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj gave instruction to Srila Prabhupada, you are all nice, educated gentlemen, why can't you preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the English speaking country? That will be good for you and good for them. So this is the beauty. Not only good for them, it will be good for us also. So Prabhupada took it to heart. Whatever the message or instruction given by the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he took it to heart. And then he went all the way. Why he went? He could have stayed in Vrindavan only. Gone back home, back to Godhead. No problem at all. But that is not our mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Bharata Bhumita Janma Manushya Janma Hailaja Janma Sartaha Kari Karo Paropakar. That is the mission. The mission is, yes, Janma Sarthakar, you perfect your life first and then try to paropakar, give the greatest beneficial work. What is the greatest beneficial work? Yes, opening hospital, opening school, opening that is all beneficial, no doubt about that. Yes, they are all good. But even greatest beneficial work is giving a person that where did you come from? Where are you going? Krishna is your supreme father. Why are you loitering here in this material world? Go back to him. Is that will completely put an end to all this material struggle. That is the biggest welfare work than any other welfare work. That is why Srila Prabhupada went to all the way to America, Boston. He went to Boston. And if you read all this Srila Prabhupada Lila Amrita, sometimes the heart breaks. Like that type of struggle he went through at the advanced age. Nobody to help. And no cooperation. And he was writing to so many people. But he never lost enthusiasm. Always kept enthusiasm high. Why? Because he had this, whatever the core principle is, paropakar, based on the instructions given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Guru Maharaj. So he has to do that. So he always kept in the heart. So that's why he says, the leaders of the Western world, the Americans and Europeans, have become the idols of modern civilization because the Western people are very sophisticated in temporary activities for advancement in material civilization. Material civilization, very advanced. But spiritual culture, By Prabhupada's mercy, here also things are going. Anywhere you go, any nook and corner, there will be Gopals will be, Govindas will be there, some crossways will be there, some center will be there, for Prashadam Association will be there. Everything is there. Wherever you go to the God forsaken place. There is nothing like God forsaken place. Even you go there also, there is something there. Why? Because of the mercy. Mercy of the Prabhupada, mercy of the Vaishnavas. Because everything is there. So that is why this is very, very important. And this Prabhupada, what he says, is sophisticated in temporary activities. A sane man, however, can see that all such grand activities, although perhaps very important for temporary life, have nothing to do with eternal life. What will you do with this big different links, different freeway, different arrangement? What is there? You are not going through, when the death comes, you are not going to this Nepean highway or that freeway or this freeway. You are not going to go through that actually. There is a different freeway. There is a freeway there. There is a different freeway. Yamadharmaraj way is there. You have to go through that way. That way is different. Not this way. This way, you are not going to, the soul is not going to travel through all these things to Yamaraj place, Yamapuri through this place. No. Don't think that I will go very fast. No, we don't want to go through this type of roads actually. So, yes, these roads are needed. Everything is needed for material arrangement. But what is more important is how to deliver the soul. Having taken birth, this human form of life, how to deliver the soul from the clutches of repeated birth and death? That is an important question actually. So here it said, Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice example actually. How to understand this? I'll just read. Blind man and a strong man, blind man and a lame man. Prabhupada gives a nice example. Blind man, lame, like the person who can walk and other things. So, if they cooperate, blind man and lame man, they cooperate, then they can go to the destination. Blind man by himself, he cannot go. Lame man by himself, he cannot go. Correct? Blind man, where he can go? He can't go anywhere. But lame man, he can't walk also. So, what Prabhupada says is, if the lame man can guide this blind man, then they can go to the destination. Yes, that's why Srila Prabhupada says, the west and the east, west has something. West has, what do west has? West has what? West, western civilization, what has it has? Technology there, resources are there, all other things are east. Little bit lacking. Now also they are also coming up actually. They are not completely lacking. They are also coming up. But when they cooperate, that is what Srila Prabhupada did. So Srila Prabhupada came to the West on the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the instruction of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, and tried to introduce this Vedic knowledge, and then people were convinced. This is another beauty of Westerns. People here, they have a little bit open mind. At least they accept. Yes. Let me try it out. Because if you ask, Srila Prabhupada tried also in India. So much he tried. Nagpur, here, there, so many places he tried. And it was not working out that well. Because what happens is like familiarities. Sometimes people are familiar. Oh, Bhagavad Gita, I know Swamiji, I know Bhagavad Gita. But that's it. After that, no further action. But here, when they already knew, Prabhupada is giving this thing, and then they immediately accepted it. They gave so much reception. So that way Srila Prabhupada completely proved how the West and East can cooperate, and then the whole advancement can happen. So that's what Srila Prabhupada did. So here Srila Prabhupada says, the entire world is imitating the materialistic civilization of the West, and therefore the Krishna conscious movement is very much interested in giving the Western people knowledge by translating the original Sanskrit Vedic literature into Western languages. This way they will also get the benefit. Why it should be only a monopoly, only this should learn or only that should learn? Everybody, this is a property of everyone. The Krishna's property, everybody has a right to have that actually. Krishna didn't distinguish between west or east or south or north. No, he didn't distinguish. He gave it for everyone. He is a pitaham asya jagato. He is a seed-giving father of all the living entities. Krishna is for everybody's benefit is Krishna is giving. That is why Srila Prabhupada went all the way and explained this. And this way we have now eventually, so when the Western devotees are also taking up, and the Indians also, or the Eastern people, they are also taking up seriously. Because this is like a, everybody needs a role model. Everybody needs a role model, whether it's a school or in the sports or wherever. This also, here also, in spiritual life also, now this, sometimes Srila Prabhupada says, why did you come to America or Britain, Swamiji? So the Prabhupada would say, when you are living in East, you have done all these things you did, finally you forgot something. You forgot to take one nice gem. I have come to hand over the gem to you. Because most of the time when people go to Western countries to beg something, oh, our country is poor, please give some this, money, this, that. No, Prabhupada said, I have come to give you something. That's like a completely paradigm shift. He's saying, I come to ask this thing. Somebody says, like come from a village in India, somebody comes to Australia, I have come to give you something. What do you have to give to us, actually? But Prabhupada proved, I have given you something which you have forgotten. I have given you the transcendental knowledge. They took so many things, that Kohinoor diamond, that one, this one, so many things they took, but they forgot one important diamond. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad, they forgot it actually. They didn't have the culture, they didn't have the understanding. So Srila Prabhupada came there and explained and gave this knowledge also. So this is the same mood of Paropakar. The Paropakar mood we have to, because this is actually we can't repay Srila Prabhupada. We can't do anything to Srila Prabhupada. But what we can do is, this Paropakar mood, we can inherit little bit from Prabhupada. Yes, he has done so many things. Let me, from my part, okay, if you can distribute, well and good, you distribute. If you can't distribute, at least you sit and read. Do something in Krishna consciousness, that will be pleasing. That will be pleasing to Krishna. That will be pleasing. Because whatever activity, even small activity, big activity, doesn't matter. That's not a big problem. What is there? We have to do something for Krishna. That's why the whole temple, whole activity is arranged in such a way, as soon as the person enters the temple, the devotion life starts actually. Everything. Srila Prabhupada, how expert he is. He arranged so many things, he can appreciate Krishna. Starting from kirtan, starting from deities, starting from prasadam, everything. So many activities are happening around the temple, each and everything. So not everybody will be able to do every activity. That is not possible also. Because one person may be expert in another thing, but we don't have to look, oh, you are this, you are that. No, you are expert in that. Krishna has given you the talent. You use that in Krishna's service. Krishna has given a different talent to you. You use that talent in Krishna's service. That's it. It's not like a big or small. What Krishna sees is the mood. And Krishna says also in Bhagavad Gita, even little bit you do in devotion, that is protected. Where Krishna says that? Where Krishna says, even little bit you do in devotional life, it is protected. Second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Any idea? No? No idea? You have to have idea. Neha vikrama nasosti pratyavayona vidyate swalpam abhyasya dharmasya. Swalpam, even little bit you do. Little bit activity. We are not able to do big activity. Swalpam abhyasya dharmasya trayate mahatovaya. That will be helpful. Whatever you do, even little bit also, Krishna gives the credit for that actually. And Krishna gives the credit. And actually in Bhagavad Gita is a complete example. Like where Arjuna, hey Arjuna, you just pick up the arrow and fight. For your purpose I have already done every work. All the work I have done. All the work, everything is done. Just you have to pick up the arrow and shoot. Nimitta matram bhava savyasachi. You become an instrument in the hands of Krishna. For us also the same thing. What do you think, if I don't go in Sankirtan, or today if I don't do some service, so everything will going to stop? No, nothing is going to stop. Krishna will make arrangement. But whether you want to be part of this service or not, that is the only question. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, everything will work actually. So we should not think, okay, today if I don't do, then that means it's all going to, the whole earth is going to topple. No, nothing is going to happen. So we have to understand, am I part of this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement? How can I contribute a little bit? Because anyway the movement is going to grow. Anyway this is going to happen. So what is my contribution in this activity? The Sankirtan movement is going to grow. It's not going to stop or anything. That's what Srila Prabhupada says. So as long as the hale and healthy, when there is some strength in our body, let us use it in the service of the Lord. That way, like the credit is. So we give the credit. Krishna is very happy, and then, okay, you have done so many things. Krishna gives the credit actually. So that's, and here it says, the Vivikta Padam refers to the path of logical discourses concerning the aim of life. One does not discuss what is important in life, one is put into darkness and must struggle for existence. So this is the, so this is what we need to do. The human form of life is meant for Atato Brahma Jignyasa. Jignyasa. Jignyasa means we need to have the quest for knowledge. Yeah. Why am I here? What is the purpose? Where did I come from? Where am I going? All these questions have to be asked. If we don't ask this question, oh yeah, we'll chalta hai, we'll adjust this, we'll keep on adjusting, and then we may not go anywhere. And Prabhupada concludes that there's a, the people of the West are seeing their students becoming hippies despite gorgeous arrangements for university education. And one priest in America asked, Swamiji, these boys were there. We had the churches also. But at that time, they had no interest. They never showed any interest or something. They never came here. But now, what is the difference? Now you are sitting here and so many people are coming. Prabhupada answered, because this is not like you have to the temple or the church or mosque or whatever it may be. There has to be some vibration. Activity has to be there. And some solid substance has to be given. If you give some alternative, if you give some life, then people will follow. Otherwise, no, routine things are going on, people lose enthusiasm. So that is why temple means it's not just like deities are there, and worship is there, and the knowledge is also there. Prasadam is also there. Everything is there. That is what temple. Temple means it's so much vibration is there. So it's vibrant. So when you say, when somebody comes into the temple, they feel a presence. Oh, so much active energy. They can see that. So that is why we have to do our bit. That's why nobody is saying like we can't do like Prabhupada did. We can't do that. But at least whatever little thing, little bit of cleaning, little bit of cooking, little bit of distribution, whatever we can do, we have to do that. That way, this is our contribution to, like Ramachandra Murthy was building the bridge. Where did he build the bridge? Why he has to build the bridge? Sri Lanka, to rescue Mother Sita. So everybody is throwing big boulders. All the monkeys are throwing big boulders. But there was one squirrel sitting there. So many people are working very hard. So let me also, see, naturally enthusiasm is there. No? Like when everybody is doing something, you don't want to like sit in the corner and sleep. No? Like you, everybody is doing. No? Like so then the squirrel thought, no? Like let me do something also. In the service of the Lord. So squirrel cannot carry boulders or anything. Squirrel, what he thought, no, like it just squirrel took bath in that waters and then went into the sand, picked up some sand in the back and then deposited the sand. Like that the squirrel is doing up and down. All the big boulders are coming and Hanumanji say, please, get out. You'll get killed. What Ramachandra Murthy say? Yes, squirrel is, yeah, that's it. This is what I want. Like you do everything and good, you are listening also. You have to listen. When you keep on listening then, because see, it should be a very, Bhavatam is like, it's not like, susukam kartum avyayam. It's not like one person keep on talking, now class finished, go for prasadam. No, not like that. You have to get some, you have invested 1 hour's time. Very, very valuable. And you have to get some benefit actually. Otherwise, just anyway, still you benefit only. You come here, benefit. You see the Lord, benefit. You bow down, benefit. Everything is benefit only. Here there is no loss actually. But we want to add more benefit. So yes, squirrel, Ramachandra Murthy said, squirrel is working according to his capacity. You are working according to your capacity. You can throw big boulders. Squirrel cannot throw big boulders. Same way for us also. We may not be able to do this thing, that thing, big thing, nothing. May not be possible. But we can do certain things which according to our capacity, squirrel capacity. Yes, that we should do. That we should do. Yeah, we should do in the service of the Lord. Then if we do that, you get the same benefit. This is the beauty. It's not that, okay, if you throw a big boulder, you get a special benefit, you get a small boulder. No, you do this because this is spiritual. We are not talking about something material here. So we do this, and then according to their capacity, according to your propensity, whatever service you can do, whatever way you can help in this moment, it is to our credit. Normally, when people don't understand, you give something to Krishna, then it is your credit. See, they don't understand. They think that like I am doing some favor to Krishna. Nobody can do any favor to Krishna. All the Sahasra Lakshmis, they are not able to do any favor to Krishna. What are you going to do actually? Sahasra Lakshmi. Lakshmi Sahasra Sada Sambrama Sevyaman. Thousands of Lakshmis are serving Krishna. They are not able to completely satisfy Krishna. How can we satisfy Krishna? But if we offer with love and devotion, Krishna, out of his kindness, he accepts that. It's not that Krishna needs our service. Krishna doesn't need anything from us actually. But we need Krishna. We need Krishna's blessing. We need Krishna's mercy. So that we can do. So Srila Prabhupada is saying the Krishna conscious movement, however, is trying to convert misguided, drug addicted students to the service of Krishna and engage them in best welfare activities of human society. Srila Prabhupada used to say, we are making the hippies into happies. Hippies are made into happies actually. Because this is the situation. Prabhupada is very, very bold. And he said, because the people not able to do that. The government, the criminal department or the welfare department, they came to Prabhupada. Swamiji, we are not able to do that. And Prabhupada said, yes, you have to rectify the consciousness. The consciousness has to be rectified. Then only the person will stop committing sinful activities. Otherwise, if you don't rectify the consciousness, then again you will put him in the jail for a few years and then he will come out and then will do another activity. So here, that is what the whole material world is, a reformation camp. Having come to this material world, we have to rectify. We have to reform ourselves, reform our consciousness, because we have a consciousness, envious consciousness. We have to remove that to favorable consciousness to Krishna, and then we can go back home, back to Godhead. In the whole purpose, we just want to, like Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, like a Prahlad Maharaj, Chaitanya, we want to add everyone also. We don't want to go alone. Prahlad Maharaj say, I don't want to come to Vaikuntha now. I want to be, all our friends are there, all the mates are there, all the Rakshasa friends are there. We want to bring them also. So Srila Prabhupada could have gone alone, but he didn't want that. He knew that, okay, we are all waiting here. So he just went to America and then started the whole revolution. Now everywhere, this is so many people are going. One person would have gone, now millions are going. So that is more important. That is why the difference between the one personal interest and the common interest. And Krishna is very pleased actually. If you are working for everyone's benefit, Krishna is very happy. He says 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Ya idam paramam guhyam mad bhaktesha abhidasyati bhakti mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi asamshaya. It is a vested interest. If you preach Krishna consciousness, you are protected by Krishna. It's a vested interest actually. Because if you do Krishna consciousness, what will happen is, you are doing Krishna conscious preaching, then that means you are making your position very secure. Krishna will protect you. By doing this, you are like indirectly, you are putting yourself in a very, very secure position. Because you are under Krishna's protection. So we have to do that. We'll do this. That will be pleasing to Krishna. Pleasing to the spiritual master, pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. This is the only way we can do little bit of some service or some kind of reciprocation, whatever Srila Prabhupada has given us. Otherwise, it's not possible. So, we'll stop here. If there is any questions or comments, Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu, Hare Krishna. How do we maintain enthusiasm? This is this question, Prabhupada answers that in the nectar of instruction. This is like one of the characteristics of the devotion, the bhaktir prasidyati. This is like what is that? Six items? No, that's the next one. Not dadadi pradignati, the first one. Utsahan nishchaya dharya tattat karma pravartana sangatyaha sato vrute satbir bhaktir prasidhyati. Utsahan, this is what question is. Utsahan. And Srila Prabhupada gives an example of how a small bird lost its eggs. If you read in the purport of one of the slokas in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, the bird lost its eggs and the ocean took it away. And then the bird is saying, ocean, please give this my eggs to me. Otherwise, I am going to dry you. Just a small beak and trying to take the water. The ocean didn't even bother actually. But this bird was constantly working. When this Garuda, the bird carrier of Lord Vishnu, saw this enthusiasm of this bird, then she came and she told, "Hey, ocean, if you don't give the eggs back, I will take up the task and I will empty you." Then ocean got afraid. Oh, Garuda has come. So this is enthusiasm is very important actually. Because, see, recently I was listening to one of the video given by Gauranga Darshan Prabhu. Prabhu was saying, this is a work in progress. We are work in progress only. We are not completely finished. We are not like a Paramahamsa sitting there now. No, we are not in that stage. We are not Paramahamsa stage. We are not any stage. We are in a position. We are a work in progress. We are all working. Sadhakas we are doing. But there will be a little bit of problems will be there. There will be some jolts will be there. All these things will happen. So we have to remember, even though the problems are there, even though a little bit of, but Krishna is behind. Krishna, as long as we have the sincerity and seriousness of our purpose, then Krishna is there to protect us actually. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the person who has taken to this path of devotion, he is not perished. He says very clearly in the ninth chapter. What is that sloka? Ninth chapter he says, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Name Bhakta Pranashyati. My devotee will not be vanquished. So we have to take that as a guarantee. Who can give you the guarantee that other than Krishna? My devotee will not be vanquished. What does it mean? That nothing will happen to my devotee. Not that devotee will not die or anything. As far as spiritual life is concerned, there is no problem. So we have to have the conviction. Krishna is my protector. Anukulyasya sankalpam, pratikulyasya varjanam, rakshishyati iti viswaso. This is six items of surrender. There are six items of surrender. Main item is anukulyasya sankalpam. Whatever is favorable to devotional service, we have to embrace that. Whatever is unfavorable, we have to reject it. Pratikulyasya varjanam. Rakshisyati iti viswaso. Krishna will protect me. Krishna protected Prahlad Mara. Krishna protected Dhruva Mara. Krishna protected Prachetas. Everybody Krishna. Why not Krishna will not protect me? We have to have that conviction. Yes. Why Krishna? Why will not Krishna protect me? If so many people he has protected, why not me? Provided I follow the instructions of the Acharya, the instruction of the Guru, instructions given in the scripture, Krishna will protect. That is why it says in the 18th chapter, 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Yat sastra vidim utsrujya vartate kama karanat na sa siddhim ava apnoti na param gatim na siddhim na param gatim. He says, if utsrujya, the utsrujya word is coming in this sloka also. Utsrujya means giving up. Yes, sastra vidim utsrujya. Sastra the vidhi. Sastra gives vidhi. If somebody gives up the vidhi of the sastra, utsrujya vartate kama karanat. If they do activities by just impelled by lust only, then na siddhim avapnoti na sukham na paramgati. You don't get higher destination, you don't get happiness also. Tasmat sastram pramanam te karya karya vyavasthito jnatva sastra vidanoktam karma kartum iharhasi. Knowing that sastra is the pramana. Sastra is the pramana. There is like, where is the proof? The proof is the sastra. Sastra is the tasmat sastra pramanam te karya karya vyavasthito karya akarya. We have to understand how to do activities, how not to do activities by referring to the sastra. So by doing this thing, our enthusiasm will not, and also enthusiasm grows by in associating enthusiastic people. Okay, that is why devotee association is very important. If you associate, oh, Krishna consciousness is very difficult, we keep on associating with that person, then we will also go away. Then if you come to devotion, oh, what is difficulty in that? 16 round, no problem. So then you will get so much enthusiasm also. Kichdi, halwa, pakoda, there's so much enthusiasm is there. See, now, Bhagavata may not be that much enthusiastic. Now, after 9 o'clock, all enthusiastic only. So, yeah, so much enthusiasm is there. So that way, we have to develop this habit of it. This is all, enthusiasm is not like, nobody is born morose, nobody is born enthusiastic. We have to develop this quality. Yes, the service of Krishna, we have to be enthusiastic. Prabhupada was enthusiastic. Even in a very difficult circumstance. So many acharyas, they are enthusiastic. They never gave up anything. Why? Because Krishna is my protector. I am in this human form of life. I am able to do little bit service of Krishna. So he is very enthusiastic actually. So that way we have to develop actually. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.